Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what is our parsha this week?
Our parsha this week is Ki Tavo, which is a very difficult parsha, difficult in the sense that it contains the great long Tochacha predictions that our teacher Moses made thousands of years ago, all of which have come true, unfortunately, as to the tragedies that would befall the Jewish people and the challenge of living up to the Torah, and that backsliding has, so to speak, a price. But I don't want to dwell on that as much as I want to dwell on the beginning of the parsha, which speaks about Bikurim, the mitzvah, the commandment, the ritual of bringing the first fruits that a farmer produced, the first crop, so to speak, he brings to the temple and places it in a basket. And he and the Kohen together lift the basket, and he recites, quotes what the Torah says here in this parsha. And then after that, the Bikurim are given to the Kohen, and then the owners eat, and everyone, you know, we have a celebration in honor, so to speak, of the first fruits. And the Talmud, the Mishnah, tells us that wealthy people used to bring it up in gold and silver baskets. Those that were more modest in means or more modest in their ostentation would bring it up in wicker baskets. But it was a whole procession, a whole idea of Bikurim, and usually it coincided with the holiday of Shavuot, because that was the time when the first fruits were harvested, and so that was the season, that right. Though technically you could bring Bikurim until Chanukah. Mm-hmm. And the parsha that is recited is a story of Jewish history. Arami Ovedovi, my father, Jacob, had to deal with Lavan in Aram, and we went to Egypt, and God took us out of Egypt. The whole story. What has that got to do with bringing a new fruit?
What does it have to do with bringing a new fruit?
Well, what it has to do is also this great subliminal message which exists in Judaism, is that nothing begins with me. I'm the one that worked for the fruit. I planted, I sowed, I sweated, I fertilized, I did everything. And now we've got this great, wonderful crop that I created. So the Torah came to say, listen, buddy, you know, it didn't start with you. You know, somebody was here before you. You're part of a long, long chain. And if you don't see yourself as part of the chain, then you're going to miss the whole point. You're going to miss the whole point of Judaism, the whole point of coming to the temple, and in fact, to a certain extent, the whole point of life. A family is built upon generations. It's not built, I started. It doesn't work that way. And we see genetically it doesn't work that way, because you can't escape your genes, right?
Right, right.
So you can say whatever you want about your parents and grandparents. I'm not going to have anything to do with them. I'm changing completely. And then when you're 50 years old, you look just like your father did, right?
And you are that.
And you are him.
Right.
So if that happens genetically, it happens in other ways as well. And in the Jewish world, it happens in a historical sense. And therefore, the man that brings the new fruit, and the man that, so to speak, is proud of his achievements, and he's bringing it in a gold and silver basket, and the Kohen helps him lift it, and there's music and joy in the temple. So God comes and tells him, oh, that's very nice, you know, but you should remember that it didn't start with you, and it won't end with you, and that you're part of this whole long story that begins with our father Jacob and will end in Messianic eras. And because of all of that, therefore, you should have a sense of perspective, a sense of proportion, and the most important thing, a sense of humility, a sense of where I really belong. Because we, all generations, are really, the famous phrase in Jewish literature is midgets on the shoulders of giants. the greatness of human beings is that we have cumulative knowledge, right? A cow has to learn all over again. It doesn't know what a cow did 200 years ago. But we can build on Sir Isaac Newton, and we can build on Aristotle, and we can build on the greatness of the Mishnah and the Talmud. And therefore, you know, we know a lot, right? But it's not that we know a lot. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. And that has to be seen in perspective, in that perspective of history and of past events. And the Torah always demands that from us. The Torah is a Torah of balance, and it's a Torah of perspective. It's not given over to extremes. It's not given over to fantasies. And it's not given over to a loss of the understanding of where we truly stand in the great picture. So that's the idea of Ki Tavoh and the idea of the Bikurim that were involved and in the temple service. It was also meant to, I wouldn't say minimize, but to put the temple service itself in place, right? There was a Jewish people before the temple, there were Jewish people after the temple. There'll be another temple, but we're not dependent on those things. We're dependent upon our soul and our spirit on Sinai. That's what we're dependent on. And that the words of the rabbis that God loosed his wrath on bricks and stones and wood, that has a positive element to it, because we can live without bricks and stones and wood, but we can't live without God. And that's the idea of Bikurim.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the message behind the ritual.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.